Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
You may have seen some of my next guest's handbags, yes, on social media, such as the recent viral Kerrygold handbag.
Yes.
Kimberly Mushaya-Bassa joins us now, and Kimberly's company is called Maya Grisham.
Yes.
Maya Grisham. Good afternoon. That's amazing work.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the Kerrygold bag. It took me about 3 days, but one of them was an all-nighter, so I don't even know if that...
That's double time.
That's double time.
Yeah, Kimberly. Yeah. How many crystals are on that now?
Oh, this one, it's about 6,000.
Right.
I used 5 packets, and in each packet, there's 1,440 crystals.
And they're all individually stuck on?
Individually placed.
My word.
It's a true labour of love.
It is a true labour of love. So that's the Kerrygold one. And
yes.
This is, look at this.
The Tato.
I'd nearly use this myself.
You know, like people, actually, the girl who has a bag, she puts crisps in it.
Oh, does
and
she?
When she goes out to parties, she starts eating crisps from the bag. And it's
how many,
great.
How many crystals are on that one?
This one is coming up to the 10,000 mark. But some of them are bigger than others. So it's not like 10,000 exactly. It's just below 10,000.
Oh, yes. 10, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes. How does a person start doing this, and what were you doing at the time?
Okay, I was a student, still a student right now.
What are you studying?
And optometry. So it's everything to do with the eyes and helping people see the world better and just manage the health of their eyes.
Okay.
So I just said, let me start something creative. I love fashion and dressing up and just sparkly things. Like I had a pair of sparkly heels. And I said, you know what, it'd be nice to have a bag that matches. So I have a bag that says, hello, my name is Kimberly. And that was cute. And
you did that. You made that yourself.
Yeah,
yes,
that one.
Right. And but that was pretty straightforward by comparison, was it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that one is straightforward. And you know what's crazy? Nobody actually orders that one.
Because their name isn't Kimberly.
Like you can get them customized.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we could get you, hello, my name is Ray.
Yeah.
But they had started getting into more creative designs, like the Tato one, and then did a four-leaf clover, then the Guinness can bag, then the Kerrygold bag.
Yes.
And it's just, I wouldn't say going out of control, but it's like the creativity is just overflowing. And
What are they describing? Because I remember reading a piece recently, and we did it in the opener, as we call it, at the beginning of the program, that mm-hmm. this is huge now in America with people who have a lot of money,
yes.
more money than sense, that they buy them in the shapes of baguettes and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
What are they? How would you describe them?
You could say it's kind of like maximalist fashion.
Maximalist,
like,
right.
In a sense, because it's very out there. Like a lot of people have kind of been liking the clean girl trend. You might not have heard of it, but it's...
I'm completely up on the clean girl.
Oh no, like I don't mean to offend, but it's just in the sense of it's a trend,
yes,
you know,
right.
And just where you're wearing like nice neutral colored clothes and
yes.
simple fashion and, you know,
straight lines. Yes.
And this is now very out there. It's in your face. Like what you were saying, there's baguette bags.
Yes.
There's a celery handbag.
Is there?
Yeah. Like there's even a milk carton handbag. There's a designer in the UK, Anya Hindmarch. She's got things like a Kellogg's bag and like everything. Like
completely over the top.
Completely over the top. But there's people who want that. I like it myself,
yes, yeah,
you know. So
yeah.
It's catering to people like myself who like colourful fashion.
So you've gone viral, and which is great. But mm-hmm. you've also been stopped on the street. People going, where did you get your bag?
Yeah. And, you know, in the beginning it was like, oh, okay, it's just the usual ladies being like, I want to have something that'll stop someone else on the street. But now it's like at a point where I kind of want to hide because I feel shy. They're like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Where'd you get it? And I'm like, I kind of made it.
Yeah.
And it's great. Like a lady went to Killarney over the weekend for the races and she had the Kerrygold bag. And obviously like Killarney's in Kerry.
Yes,
and
yes,
people
yes.
were just flocking all over.
Yeah.
And she loved the attention. And she's like, I just want to keep using the bag.
Right.
You know, nonstop.
And they're available on your website.
Yes, they are.
Maya Grisham.
Yes.
Do you make them on demand or have you got a number of them on shelves?
Oh, no. Like right now it's on demand because
yes.
I wasn't even expecting it to blow up. Like I made it as a joke, if I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Like the Kerrygold bag was made as a joke. Because my mom,
I love you.
Thank you. And it's just blown up. So now it's made to order and I've had to recruit my mom. I said, when you're back from holidays, I'm going to train you because She's going to do the more simple ones on the sides, and then I'll do, because the front and the back is a more complex part, that because I'm a perfectionist. Like, yeah. I want it done to perfection.
Of course. You're not going to put your name down here, rubbish.
No. So I'll let her do the sides, and then I'll do the more complex part, but at least it's another set of hands.
Yeah. So. What does your mum do?
She is an accountant. She went to go and study accounting, and right now she's working in healthcare.
And she arrived to Ireland when?
Okay, so my dad arrived in 1999. Uh-huh. And then about a year later, me and my mom came. And then my brother was born in 2002. So he was born here.
Ah, right.
Yes, and my dad is a chartered civil engineer. I won't say where he works. He doesn't like me saying where he works. He's like, oh, my workmates will be like, oh, you know, your daughter was talking about me. In the family, like, it's all kind
of... And where did the fashion thing come from then?
My aunt, my wonderful aunt, she lives in Canada. She's a chartered accountant and she loved dressing up. Like, she fueled the fire for dressing up. Like, she'd have about 100 pairs of shoes in the storage room above the immersion. And my mom she's not basic, but she's not into fashion as much as me and my auntie would be.
Yeah.
So I'd say it probably comes from her and just seeing her and...
Where are you at in the optometry? What year?
I'm going into my final year. I'm excited. Right. I'm nervous. I'm going to the big world. And
will there be a point in the future, mm-hmm. you've probably thought about this,
yes.
where there will be a Y in your road? One sign will be optometry and the other will be fashion.
Yeah.
And you'll have to choose.
Yes, I can see it already, you know, where I'd be forced to choose. And it's so hard because I love optometry. I love working with people. We're doing clinics, and those are where public clinics where people come in for free and you speak to people and you hear their stories and you take care of them and they put their trust in you, and it's really fulfilling. But on the other hand, the fashion, it really gets the creative juices going, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, but I couldn't really pursue it, but I never thought it could be a feasible career choice. So,
but it might just be.
It might just be.
But you're a wonderfully gregarious person.
Yeah.
So working with the public is probably something you should, you know.
Yeah. I think it's something that I'll always do one way or another. Like, that's the thing with me. If I put my mind to something, it's going to end up happening. So even if it means that I had to take time off and train someone to make the bags I'll take the time off so I can keep being in optometry, because it's a field that I don't think I'd ever want to leave. Like, I wanted to do it for so long. Like, it's kind of like a dream that's 10 years in the making. So
10,000 crystals 10,000. On a Tato handbag. It looks spectacular.
Thank you.
And shiny and lovely and wonderful.
Yes.
And the lady, she actually puts crisps in it. I love that as well.
She does. She loves doing it. And it's crazy. Each time she's going to a party on Friday and she's like, I'm going to make another video of me eating crisps out of it.
And does she like cheese and onion? Because it is a cheese and onion packet.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah, she can't.
It has to be.
She can't put salt and vinegar in there.
Oh, no prawn cocktail either. No, just the cheese and onion only.
Before I let you go, Kimberly, so you do bespoke ones,
yes,
do you?
Yes, I do.
What sort of thing, one thing that somebody's asked you to do?
Oh, gosh. A lady recently asked me to make an unsalted butter Kerrygold bag, but she wants it like bigger than a laptop bag. And I'm like, hold up, lady. I'm really happy to do this for you, but you do realize that it's probably going to cost, I don't want to say an arm and a leg, but probably like up to your wrist.
A lot, yeah. And she's still going with it.
She still wants to go ahead with it.
Brilliant. You can see Kimberly's work on mayagrisham.com.
Yes.
Kimberly, lovely meeting you.
Lovely meeting you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.